Wenn Sie ein SaaS-Unternehmen aufbauen, kann die Erreichung von ISO oder SOC 2-Konformität und weiteren Sicherheitsstandards erheblichen Wachstum für Ihr Unternehmen ermöglichen, sowie das Vertrauen der Kunden stärken. Der Prozess dahin ist allerdings oft zeitaufwendig und kostspielig. Wanta automatisiert die damit verbundene Arbeit, hilft Ihnen dabei, schnell auditbereit zu sein und spart Ihnen 85% der damit verbundenen Kosten. Wanta wächst mit Ihrem Unternehmen, hilft Ihnen dabei, Ihre Compliance kontinuierlich zu überwachen, vereinheitlicht Ihr Risikomanagement und vereinfacht Security Reviews. Schließen Sie sich 7000 globalen Unternehmen wie Atlassian, Flowhealth und Quora an, die Wanta nutzen, um Vertrauen aufzubauen und Sicherheit in Echtzeit nachzuweisen. Laden Sie sich die kostenlose ISO-Compliance-Checkliste auf wanta.com/audio herunter, um mehr zu erfahren. vanta.com/audio für Ihre kostenlose Compliance-Checkliste.
Lindsay Buziak was a 24-year-old real estate agent from Victoria in the Canadian province of British Columbia. We covered the circumstances of her death in detail back in August 2016 during episode 28 of Case File. For a quick refresher, on February 2, 2008, Lindsay travelled to a home in Saanich on Vancouver Island, where she had an appointment to show a property to a couple who were in the market to purchase a large home for their family. The husband and wife had been in contact with Lindsay just a few days earlier, advising they were moving to the area and wanted her help in securing a suitable home within their million-dollar budget. They said they had been recommended to Lindsay by one of her previous clients, which was excellent news for the junior agent. On the day of the property viewing, Lindsay received a phone call from the husband, advising his wife was not feeling well and he would be attending the meeting solo. Lindsay was already a little apprehensive about the viewing, and this call exacerbated her concerns, so she asked her boyfriend, Jason Zalo, to meet her at the property. At 5:29pm, February 2, 2008, Lindsay accessed the real estate lockbox at 1702 De Souza Place, which provided the key to gain access to the property. Despite the earlier phone call, the wife of the couple was in attendance after all. Lindsay was seen greeting the mystery couple by the back of her car in the driveway of the house. There were no other cars in the driveway. Lindsay and the couple then made their way inside. At 5:30pm, her boyfriend Jason was captured underneath a security camera getting into his Range Rover with a friend. When they arrived at the house at 5:45pm, the door was locked and their knocks went unanswered. They eventually gained access to the house, finding Lindsay in an upstairs bedroom with 40 stab wounds to her body. Her killer has never been identified, and her murder has never been solved. Every year, Lindsay's father, Jeff Buziak, organises a memorial walk to honour his daughter's memory and campaign for justice. The walk begins at Victoria's Royal Oak Burial Park on Falaise Drive, the cemetery where Lindsay's ashes are held. It continues for 16 kilometres, past the house where Lindsay was murdered, and ends up on the steps of Saanich Municipal Hall. This year marks 11 years since Lindsay's death, and once again, the Lindsay Buziak Memorial Walk for Justice will be going ahead on the 2nd of February. We spoke to Jeff Buziak about the walk, and he also filled us in on some of the details that have emerged since we originally released the episode back in 2016.
Well, I go out annually and do a walk for justice on February the 2nd, which is the day Lindsay was murdered. This is the ninth time I've done the walk now. Saanich police have, in the past, tried to discourage me from holding it. And we end up at the Saanich Municipal Hall, where the police station and the fire station are. And even the municipality tried to discourage us in the past by saying, you know, at one time it was on a weekend and the hall won't be open, so we won't be able to provide washrooms for you when you get here, and so you can't hold the walk. So the walk really is for people to express themselves, their frustration, And of course, it's an embarrassment for Saanich police, so they don't like it because they're reminded each year that they're failing in their duty to investigate and solve crimes.
Whereabouts does the walk start from?
We start from the Royal Oak Burial Park, which is on Falaise Drive. The walk starts at 10 a.m., so I suggest people be there at the very latest, 9:45. If anybody feels they're not capable of doing the whole walk, they can call taxis or arrange to have someone pick them up partway through the walk. We don't walk fast. It's quite a slow pace because we try and keep the group all together. So I basically just call it a nice stroll and a chance to visit with people and make a statement. We walk from the park to the murder house, and we walk past the murder house and go to the municipal hall where the police station is. We hope everyone will attend on February the 2nd of this year, because we need to send a strong message to not only to police, but to the politicians that we're frustrated and we've had enough. And the numbers of murdered and missing are growing, not only on Vancouver Island, but across the province. And police and politicians don't seem to be too concerned about it. They're busy now off worrying about money laundering and bringing that up in the press. Meanwhile, people are being killed and they disappear. So on February the 2nd, we hope to once again remind them that we're not happy with what they're doing because they're failing in their duty to uphold the law, investigate and arrest people responsible for murder, and in our case, Lindsay's unsolved murder.
How many people are you expecting?
Well, we normally have in the neighborhood of 100, but I certainly like to see thousands because that would get the attention of the police and the politicians, and I'm sure would cause things to happen, which are desperately needed. Saanich police seem to feel justified that they can say it's very complicated and it takes time. But then they tell you they have nobody working on the file full time. So rationally, it doesn't make sense. If they don't have enough, like anywhere else in the world, you hire more people, you put more effort into it, you work harder, you work longer, or you get fired to accomplish your goal. Well, not with them. They seem to be able to just drag along. So as we take our concerns to the Premier of British Columbia, to the Attorney General of British Columbia, to the Minister of Safety of British Columbia, they all pass the buck and refer you back to Saanich Police. So they're really not accountable to anybody, even though legally, by parliamentary law, the Attorney General of BC is known as the top cop of the province, and he has the authority to rule over the police, but won't do that.
Did I read somewhere that the Royal Canadian Mounted Police had conducted a review?
Yes. On occasion, they have the RCMP review the file, and they've just announced they're going to do another review. Funny that the timing's right around when I go to Victoria to hold the annual walk for justice. But my opinion is, we don't need the RCMP to do the review. They could give it to anybody. And the questions could be quite simple. Have you solved the case? The answer is going to be no. Well, why haven't you? Oh, because we don't have enough. Well, what are you doing to get more? Oh, well, we're waiting for something to come in. Well, that should end the review right there. You're fired. We need somebody else on this case. What they're reviewing is not really the investigation. They're reviewing the file to make sure it's filed properly and to make sure they followed procedures in filing the files properly and making sure they followed probably the 10 steps of investigation or something. Well, obviously, the review is quite simple. They haven't been successful, so they failed.
Has there been any recent communication from Saanich Police?
There's not too much dialogue. I continue to send any information that I receive about Lindsay's unsolved murder through Chief Downey, and he does whatever he does with it, passes it on, I guess. About 3 years ago, Chief Downey reassigned all the officers working on the case, which was Chris Horsley as head and other officers as well. So I'm understanding that last year at this time, when I went out to do the annual walk for justice for Lindsay, that Chris Horsley was reactivated as head of the file. Basically, what I can discern from all this time is they want me to go away, and they want Lindsay's murder to go away.
Is there anything else you want to add, Jeff?
It's certainly, you know, for me personally, the most stressful time of the year, because I am very frustrated about what's going on, and of course still missing my daughter, but just frustrated that it seems 90-some% of the public know who killed my daughter, but yet Saanich police don't seem to be that concerned about it. The feeling I get from them, it's just another chick, don't worry about it. Somebody will show up eventually that confesses. Why don't you just go home and get on with your life? And that makes me ill.
Wenn Sie ein SaaS-Unternehmen aufbauen, kann die Erreichung von ISO oder SOC-2-Konformität und weiteren Sicherheitsstandards erheblichen Wachstum für Ihr Unternehmen ermöglichen, sowie das Vertrauen der Kunden stärken. Der Prozess dahin ist allerdings oft zeitaufwendig und kostspielig. Wanta automatisiert die damit verbundene Arbeit, hilft Ihnen dabei, schnell auditbereit zu sein und spart Ihnen 85% der damit verbundenen Kosten. Wanta wächst mit Ihrem Unternehmen, hilft Ihnen dabei, Ihre Compliance kontinuierlich zu überwachen, vereinheitlicht Ihr Risikomanagement und vereinfacht Security Reviews. Schließen Sie sich 7000 globalen Unternehmen wie Atlassian, Flowhealth und Quora an, die Wanta nutzen, um Vertrauen aufzubauen und Sicherheit in Echtzeit nachzuweisen. Laden Sie sich die kostenlose ISO-Compliance-Checkliste auf wanta.com/audio herunter, um mehr zu erfahren. vanta.com/audio für Ihre kostenlose Compliance-Checkliste.